home of Greek and Echoes, the longest-running Greek-American program in the country.
Once again, good morning, Kalimera, Olimera, και κάθε μέρα. We are delighted that you have set your radios this morning to 1550 a.m. on your radio dial, and of course, our signal streams from coast to coast, from east to west, from north to south, on our websites, GrecianEchoes.com and WNTN.com. All your devices, cell phones, laptops, desktops, iPads, Sonos sound systems, Alexa, play WNTN, stream us on your Bluetooth speaker, in your vehicles, Bluetooth, crystal clear stereo, and of course, for TuneIn Radio, just search for our call letters, WNTN. We are absolutely delighted this morning, as we do and have for the past several years, to join us in studios, representatives of the Hellenic Women's Club, the EOK. And coming up the Saturday after Thanksgiving, believe it or not, the 75th Diamond Anniversary of the Mistletoe Ball. The Mistletoe Ball, one of the highlights of the Greek community Christmas spirit events, held at the luxurious Fairmont Copley Plaza Hotel, an opportunity to get dressed for success and who knows, maybe even meet your future significant other. And many marriages and proposals have all stemmed from this fantastic event. This year it is November 26th, always the Saturday after Thanksgiving. And we have joining us in studio this morning Heidi Turkistas, who is the chairperson of this year's event, along with Stacy Kakoyanis, who is the co-chairperson. Also co-chairing is Stacy Agritellis, who is unable to be with us today, but a shout out to Stacy as well. Ladies, what a privilege and a pleasure to have all these beautiful women right here in studio in front of me as we get ourselves into the Christmas spirit. So once again, Heidi and Stacy, welcome. Καλώς ήρθατε στο στούντιο.
Ευχαριστούμε πολύ. Thank you.
Καλώς μας ήρθατε. Καλώς μας ήρθατε.
That's it. All right, so I can get you guys close into the mic. I'm going to start off with Stacy Kakoyanis. Stacy, I'm not sure if your daughter has been in studio, and she's a talented musician. And is she a soprano? What
is it? She is a contralto.
A what?
A contralto.
A contralto.
Yes, that is the lowest female voice.
Yeah.
And it is a very unique female voice.
Yeah.
There aren't many.
Yeah.
Many more sopranos and mezzo-sopranos in the world.
Yeah.
She has quite an interesting career. She's going to be on tour this year with five symphony orchestras, including the Boston Symphony.
Wow.
With her group, the Lorelei Ensemble. That is her primary singing group, but she also does solo work with various opera companies and whatever.
That's wonderful. If I'm not mistaken, she came and sang for us in the old studios a good 10 years or a long time ago. A long
you
time ago.
Right.
I remember it.
She enjoyed it, yes, and you're right.
Nothing she had to say.
Thank you so much, Pedestal.
You're welcome. All right, so what we do, we always like to learn a little bit about our guests. So, Stacy, tell us a little bit about yourself as a Greek American of Greater Boston, and you know what cool. It means to you to be part of this wonderful community.
It's been wonderful being associated with the Hellenic Women's Club in particular,
mm-hmm.
because I grew up in Belmont.
Mm-hmm.
I was a Sunday school student at the Cathedral in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents owned a restaurant in Boston, the Stewart Manor. So we knew many, many members of the Greek community.
Mm-hmm.
But after college and all that, I was still based in Massachusetts, but I sort of lost touch with a lot of my Greek ties until I was invited to become a member of the Hellenic Women's Club.
Mm-hmm.
And there I renewed such wonderful friendships that I had had over the years that sort of lost touch and also met so many new.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically my history. I went to college in Boston. I mm-hmm. went to Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went on to become a genetic counselor working at Mass General Hospital in prenatal genetic diagnosis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that was my profession. Since then, I had two wonderful kids, stayed home to raise them. My husband had a very busy lifestyle being a surgeon,
mm-hmm.
so one of us had to be home. And I really enjoyed it. I felt it was a privilege.
Yeah. Are you a member of SHO as well, the Simmons Hellenic Organization for Women? Are you familiar with that?
I sure am.
So you're friends with my friend Pam Telopoulos.
Absolutely.
Hi, Pam, if you're tuning in.
My Panayota, my sweetheart friend, yes. And we're actually having a wonderful meeting tomorrow with the president of Simmons at Limani Restaurant.
Really?
Pam has organized.
Isn't that great?
So I'm delighted that I can be there and meet my fellow SHO
alums.
Yes.
Okay. And cheering this year's 75th diamond anniversary of the mistletoe, joining us in studio is Heidi Turkistas. Heidi, welcome. Kalimera. And so nice you could join us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about Heidi Turkistas.
Well, my Greek connection.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I attended, many years ago, Athens University, and I fell in love with Greece and Greeks. And mm-hmm. I love to support the community as best I can, and I love to be just, I feel, although I have no Greek heritage, I feel Greek.
I find that to be amazing, because Heidi speaks fluent Greek. She went to school in Athens, and I want to know what brought you to go to school in Athens, but has subsequently picked up the language. I understand your husband is from Greece.
He is, so from Athens, Greece.
From Athens, so right. Either you learn the language or you don't communicate, right?
Right. Communicate most effectively Greek.
Yes. So what was it that ever prompted you to go to school in Athens?
Well, I did meet my husband. We were both at university here in Boston, and then an illness in the family. I went to meet his father.
Okay.
And then went to Athens University that year and was accepted as a student there at that time.
At the graduate level or the undergraduate?
No, undergraduate.
The undergraduate level.
Right. Yep. I was an English and theater major, so it was interesting.
Yeah. And where do you currently reside?
We're in Manchester, Massachusetts.
Yes. We have a lot of support from the Manchester area. We have the Philotimo Casino and restaurant. Of course, our friends over at the DoubleTree by Hilton. We've got tasteandartofgreece.com, so we have our signal reaches there, and of course with the internet we have a wonderful contingency of Southern New Hampshire listeners and friends.
Nice.
And now you're one of them. Now you're one of them, so that's great. All right, we're talking about the mistletoe, the 75th anniversary. The organization is involved in fundraising and philanthropy. The event will be held once again at the Fairmont Copley Plaza the Saturday. So tell us a little bit about, we'll start from ground level. We've got some notes in front of us. A little bit about, for those who aren't that familiar with the EOK.
Yes, the EOK began its club. It was a fellowship of women, Greek ladies, who started their club in 1936. Mm-hmm. And as the Greek war, civil war issues started, they really rose to a higher purpose and began fundraising on behalf of that. They hosted a fundraiser in March of 1941 for the Greek War Relief, which was a benefit concert.
Mm-hmm.
Over the years, they continued to, in the 1940s, they did their dinner dance, which was first hosted at the Vendome Hotel in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what we're celebrating this coming November 26th, is this this event that first took place at the Hotel Vendome in Boston. And there's been 75 years of fundraising that started originally to support children's orphanages in Greece. And as the years went on, it grew to support the Greek community here in the U.S. as well as in Greece.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been happening ever since. We did this particular anniversary year, gave a major gift donation of $10,000 to a group called Mazi Yatopedi,
mm-hmm.
which is Together for Children,
mm-hmm.
which is a group in Greece and Athens that supports more than 30,000 children a year with a variety of issues, whether it's poverty, domestic violence, chronic disease, mental or physical disabilities. And then in addition, over the years, we've been, we do a lot with other charities, of course, our Dimitri Fund.
The Dimitri Fund.
Is for breast cancer research mm-hmm. and patient care as well.
If I'm not mistaken, your organization since 1980 has given away over $500,000. That's very substantial. So, you know, I'm a member of the Alpha Omega Council. In a sense, we feel as if the ELK is our counterpart. Your organization is all women. Our organization is all men. And, you know, the purposes are the same. You know, we all bleed blue and we all, you know, enjoy our fellowship and our friendships. But then on the same token, you know, we give back. And that is so very, very important. You know.
I did want to make a point, and since 1980, we've given $500,000 only to the Felix O'Neill House, Hellenic Nursing Home, and the American Farm School in Thessaloniki.
So just combined.
Yes, yeah. those three charities only. So we've given $525,000 to the Dimitri Fund for the breast cancer research and patient care, and you know, scholarships has always been a very important part of our club, and supporting those who have academic promise and leadership skills. And we've been, the club has been doing that since 1947 until today. In fact, we started our own Hellenic Women's Club scholarship program in 2011, and since then we've donated $370,000 to 74 scholarship recipients who are women of Greek descent. Mm-hmm. So we feel very proud of that, of supporting education and the development of young people in the Greek community.
No doubt. We all know how expensive I've been through it. As a matter of fact, I made my final college loan payment for my children just last month. So that's off the list. Finally, Opa. At the age of 63, I finally finished paying up. It's so helpful, and it's so much needed. Mm. You know, with the cost of an undergraduate education alone, you know, $70,000-$80,000 this year. It's really important that, you know, we give back to the children, and it gets them, you know, they appreciate it first and foremost, but it gets them tied into their roots, which is really, you know, the future of all of us are our children and our children's children, and the ability to pass that flame along and get them to, you know, language. You know, we speak on this program, predominantly we speak English. I speak Greek, but broken Greek. We've got Nicoletta to accompany me in our native language. But as the generations move on, the language diminishes a little bit. But the fact that we can communicate with them and play them the music and just get them in tune with what's going on in the community, it plays a real vital role. You know, and what you guys do as an organization plays a wonderful, wonderful role. It really does.
So you're ready for 26th of November?
Big night, right? Tell us about the big night coming up.
I'd like Stacy to talk a little bit about the entertainment, because that promises to be a lot of fun. So why don't you talk a little about
Well, that? Right from the beginning, Heidi had the vision of wanting to pay homage to our very first dinner dance, which has now become the ball. And in order to do so, she wanted to reflect back to 1946, the Hotel Vendome, and somehow connect what we have done all these years back to then and bring it to the future. So we decided that we have two wonderful orchestras this year. We have Orpheus, they're fabulous.
Fabulous. Yeah.
Just a wonderful, wonderful band. And I just spoke to Stelios the other day, and we are planning to have him play many ballads that go back to the 1940s and the early 50s. Music that people may not be hearing as often now, but will take them back to what they were used to hearing. So we're very excited that that will happen. Our orchestra, Eye to Eye, is going to be playing our contemporary music, and we have asked them to begin the evening with a tribute to the 1940s by playing a song from the 40s. And they will do that for each decade of music. So they're going to start off with Big Brown Jug, I think it's called, from Glenn Miller.
There you go, the Glenn Miller Band.
The Glenn Miller Band. And they're going to start off the dancing with that when they get on to play their first set. And they're going to take us right up to contemporary time. So we thought that would be fun, just to have people remembering, you know, anniversaries are a time to reflect back and look back. And to pay tribute to not only what happened in the past, but also to say, how relevant is it today that we're still doing what we're doing? And Heidi had that vision right from the beginning, so I think that we're achieving that by the entertainment. We hope that everyone will enjoy that. We have a little entertainment piece that we'll keep under wraps, but we hope that that will also bring some memories to many of our members, and so that's what we're excited about.
Είναι η 75η επέτειος, να πούμε και στα ελληνικά για τους ακροατές μας, η οποία θα γιορταστεί και αυτή φέτος με ξεχωριστό τρόπο. Και το μέρος είναι συγκεκριμένο, έτσι, δεν είναι Fairmont Copley Plaza. Then the location remains the same.
Yes.
26 Νοεμβρίου, ημέρα Σάββατο, στις 6:30, υπάρχουν διαθέσιμα εισιτήρια. Και δεν είναι μόνο, είναι μόνο για τις κυρίες, είναι και για τους κύριους, έτσι.
Βέβαια.
Τα ζευγάρια θα προσέλθουν παρέα με τα καλύτερα τους ρούχα, τα πιο όμορφα, όπως είπε και ο Τέντ.
Dress to impress.
Black tie.
Μαύρη γραβάτα, μαύρη γραβάτα.
Wear your gowns, ladies. Enjoy.
Και είναι, ναι, θα είναι μια, νομίζω, ένα πολύ ωραίο. Είναι το σημείο κατά τεθέντε, έτσι, λίγο πριν τα Χριστούγεννα, να γιορταστεί αυτή η μεγάλη μέρα.
I think it's the unofficial start of the holiday season for the Greek community. I really do.
It really is.
Mm-hmm. Also, legend has it that over 15 couples met at the mistletoe.
Oh, and, wow.
15 couples, and I know several of them, close friends.
Okay.
Seven of these stories are going to be outlined in the Mistletoe Ball Diamond Anniversary event booklet that was put together by member Jean Canellos, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes,
is that correct?
That
so
is correct.
You're going to have to go to the ball to take a peek at that book and, you know.
Οπότε, κανείς δεν μπορεί να το ξεχάσει αυτό το event.
That's right.
Κανείς.
Now, we can't make any promises, of course, that you're going to find your loved one forever there, but it's worth coming and enjoying and meeting young people, and it'll be a wonderful event for that.
I'm looking here at three anecdotes, some very special guests who have attended the Mistletoe Ball over its tenure, and I'll defer to you. The Greek Prince George showed up to one of these events, is that correct?
That's right, in 1950s, apparently.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Michael Dukakis also attended with his wife Kitty following his unsuccessful run for the U.S. presidency, but it was such an honor to have him there at that event, I was told by our members, and there was a special note about in 1963 why the mistletoe ball became called the mistletoe ball.
Mm-hmm.
Originally, it was just a dinner dance. It was hosted in different locations, and then apparently the day that President Kennedy was shot, so they canceled it because of that, in honor of President Kennedy. And then the only day that was available after that was the Saturday before Christmas, and from that point on the club decided to call it the Mistletoe Ball. So that's the kind of the story about the Mistletoe Ball name. So that happened in 1963,
and it's been that ever since.
The mistletoe.
I've been several times over the years. I've been several times, dress up really good, looking good, you know. I think that I would like to personally just shout out a good morning to the current president, Janice Panagako, who her husband John is an Alpha Omega brother of mine. They're good friends, the Panagakos. They've been involved. But the organization, tell us a little bit about the current size and shape of the organization.
Well, we have 37 members, I believe,
38, I think.
Okay, 38 members, and we are looking for some new members, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, I think the group itself has a lot of very talented young women and who are really devoted to making all of our events very successful so that we can continue to support the many established charities that we have, and they're always looking for creative ideas to do that and to be, you know, to put on events that are meaningful to the Greek community as well. And I think that it's, you know, I just find our club is, as Stacy said, it's a lovely group of young and older women who are devoted to this, to these meaningful fundraisers and to making a difference in the lives of everybody.
What is the protocol for membership? Is it an attend a meeting, kind of get sponsored by an existing member? What is the protocol for membership?
You could probably go online. I can give you our email address, which is the www.HellenicWomen'sClub.org. And you can get information about that. As a member, you're expected to
participate
for sure, to attend a certain number of meetings, 9 meetings, let's say, a year, and mostly to be, you know, motivated and wanting to do to participate in our fundraising events and the mm-hmm. event planning and all that mm-hmm. so that we can...
Aside from the mistletoe, yeah. what other events do you hold annually? Are there annual events? Or, you know, I know a lot of them revolve around the Dimitra Fund. I think that's one of your, you know, your greatest...
That's exactly right, Teddy. Yeah. We try to hold an event for the Dimitra Fund every other year. Historically, it was a fashion show. That was one of our claim to fames throughout the years. And since then, we have changed the format a bit. We've done a cocktail reception with some fashion show modeling. We have had some wonderful sponsorship by Neiman Marcus mm-hmm. department store to host us for a fashion show, and that was the last one we did prior to COVID mm-hmm. happening. So that is generally it's an every other year. So it's not an annual fundraiser, but an every other year fundraiser. During COVID, when we could not get together.
You had a virtual mistletoe.
We did.
One year,
if
I recall.
We had a virtual mistletoe ball that was done so beautifully.
I think it was Jane Curtis.
Jane Curtis and Stephanie Andrews
were co-chairs for that and pulled off a beautiful virtual event. Uh-huh. And also for the Dimitra Fund, we did a creative flower arrangement at home virtually mm-hmm. so that you could tune in and the floral designer had told us how to do things. The flowers were sent to us in advance. It was really fun.
That was by Felicia.
And that was shared by Felicia Captain.
Mm-hmm. And hello, Felicia.
Yes.
I'm sure she's listening.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Of course. It was very successful.
And that was fun. So we even tried to do something during COVID when we couldn't get together. And also Jane was very, very instrumental in just keeping our club together during mm-hmm. those very difficult times. We were doing Zoom meetings and all sorts of things. But somehow... We stayed together. We pulled it together.
Exactly. That's the most important. Είστε εδώ, μας λέτε για το event και ανυπομονούμε να συμβεί λοιπόν. Καλή επιτυχία. Να πάνε όλα καλά. Καταλαβαίνουμε πόσο σκληρή δουλειά έχετε δώσει όλες σας και μπράβο σας από το χρόνο που διαθέτετε. Και τι να ευχηθούμε τέτοι άλλο.
First of all, if someone wants to attend, what's the best way to get your tickets?
Yeah.
What's the best way to get your tickets?
The best way right now would be to go on to the www.HellenicWomen'sClub.org mm-hmm. and there's an Eventbrite mm-hmm. opportunity to buy tickets at this point because all the invitations have gone out and have been returned by this point. Yeah. So that's the best way to do that. We'd mm-hmm. love that. Mm-hmm. And
usually, if I'm not mistaken, you get about 300 people. Is that about?
Sure, 3 to 350.
3 to 350. That's a, that's a great number.
Yes. And I wanted to also mention for anybody of young people, young ladies who are interested in getting a scholarship, the mm-hmm. Hellenic Women's Club scholarship, again, I'm going to mention it just for the same website, www.HellenicWomen'sClub.org. It's a pretty professional website, mm-hmm. and you can find anything you need to know, whether it's becoming a member, whether it's getting a scholarship, whether it's attending the mistletoe ball. There's all the information's right there in front of you to participate into.
Your monthly meetings, if I'm not mistaken, they used to be at the 57. Is that mm-hmm. correct? As were ours. Where are you hosting? Are you splitting it up now, or do you have a venue that pretty much? What venue do you host most of your meetings?
We're very fortunate that two of our members are members at the Chilton Club in Boston on Dartmouth Street.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so we have been having our monthly meetings there, mm-hmm. and it's a lovely venue. And of course, we're delighted to support another women's club.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
They treat us royally. It's a lovely, elegant spot, and the service just couldn't be nicer. And we have a lovely place to meet and enjoy each other's company. Yeah. We're very lucky.
This has become an annual tradition for several years, and it started about 7 or 8 years ago that, you know, we would invite the chairpersons of the EOK to come in studio. I also I want to acknowledge Andrea Myhos.
Yes.
Good morning, Andrea, because she kind of set this all up.
She organized
all of this.
Thank
I think
you,
she's
Andrea.
In charge of all publicity, but mm-hmm. I wanted to shout out a good morning to Andrea as she set this up for us. I'm just grateful. It's number one, I've before I've met you, Stacy. This is the first time that I've met you, Heidi. It is a pleasure. I hope it's the first of many.
Thank you.
You know,
thank
keep
you.
Listening to Grecian Echoes.
Absolutely.
And enjoy it. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, the 75th Diamond Anniversary of the EOK's Mistletoe Ball takes place on the 26th of November. It's annually the Saturday night after Thanksgiving, so you've had an opportunity to digest your turkey, and you got to work some of that weight off with a little dancing. So that is the spot for it.
Ετοιμάστε τα καλύτερά σας.
Τα καλύτερά σας.
Τα ρούχα, τα ωραία, και ετοιμαστείτε για τη μεγάλη βραδιά, 26 Νοεμβρίου του Αγίου Στυλιανού, έτσι.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's
it.
Any closing comments, ladies?
No, we'll just say wonderful holidays, health and happiness to everybody, and we look forward to seeing you at the event if you can do that. And we just welcome you to, again, go on our website to learn more about the club and what it does for our community, for the Greek community.
We feel so blessed that we are able to come together after 3 years of such difficulty and stress. And it, according to our reservations chair, Julie Pernokas, we are doing very well.
Good morning, Julie.
Sales.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Julie.
Excited.
We were talking about Mark a little earlier.
Yeah,
weren't
really?
Yeah.
A wonderful family. Yeah. My dentist is Mark.
So Julie has told us we're doing very well. Ticket sales are going very, very quickly. And I think that's a testament to the fact that people just want to be together.
They want to get out.
They want to be together.
They want to celebrate the
And
holidays.
We just want to thank you all very much for having us today.
It is our pleasure.
Καλή επιτυχία.
Καλή επιτυχία. And talk to your daughter and tell her I would love to have her come in and sing a couple of tunes for us down the road again soon.
I'll tell Stephanie, I promise.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Once again, we welcome and thank Heidi Durkistas and Stacy Kakoyanis for joining us in studio live this morning to talk about the 75th anniversary of the Mistletoe Ball. Ladies, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.